This interview is a reenactment of an online chat I had with Goddess Gracie. Enjoy.
Hello to all my good girls. This is Goddess Gracie and I have a surprise guest here today.
Hello, sissy slaves. Mistress Stella here.
It's wonderful to get to talk to you today about such an important topic and certainly something that all women hold dear to their hearts. I know that you are something of an expert on the matter, and you have thousands of eager little followers who are very curious to learn your true feelings on the subject of penis size and its importance.
I'm so glad to be here, Gracie. Penis size is a favorite topic of mine.
Let's cut right to the chase, Stella. We're here today to talk about small penises. What are your initial reactions to a small penis?
My initial reaction? That's easy. Utter and complete disgust.
Very interesting. Why do they disgust you so much? What is it about small penises that makes them so pathetic and useless in your eyes?
Small penises, or clitties as I like to call them, they're just totally worthless to me. The purpose of a penis, a real man's penis, is to fuck. And little clitties? Not a fucking chance. A tiny dick is the complete opposite of a real man's cock. So gross yet funny at the same time.
I'm inclined to agree that they can certainly be very amusing. Tell us about some of your experiences with small penises or little clitties as they are also known.
Oh god, I was 18 or 19 years old. I hooked up with this older college guy, and we were making out in his room. He's a pretty good kisser, I'll admit. But when I unzipped his pants, I swear, I nearly burst out in laughter. His penis was no bigger than half of my pinky finger. My fucking pinky, and it was hard. Oh, I felt bad for the guy, so I tried to stroke, but it kept sliding out of my fingers, and it felt disgusting, like pulling on a soggy string bean. Ugh. After a minute, I couldn't take it anymore. It was too gross. I was pretty embarrassed, almost as much as he was, so I left, and I never talked to him again.
Your feelings are perfectly natural and I'm sure any woman would agree. Do you think there's any possible way that you could ever bring yourself to be with a quote-unquote man with a small thingy down there?
No, never. Not after that experience. I feel bad for any woman who had to suck or fuck that tiny dick. Ugh. My romantic relationships are all very sexual, and size matters a lot to me.
How wonderful for little sissies to get the opportunity to hear such openness and honesty from a superior woman like Mistress Stella. Do you think other women feel the same way about small penises? And is your fondness for large cocks just a personal preference, or do all women feel the same way?
We all say things like size doesn't matter, or it's not about the size, it's about how he uses it. But we're all just lying. It's true. Lots of women say these things to make their small dick boyfriends or husbands feel better. In my experience, the prettier the woman, the more she's focused on cock size.
This helps to confirm beyond a shadow of a doubt everything I always believed to be true. I know all of my friends are unapologetically size queens as well. What would constitute a large penis in your eyes?
Well, 7 inches is what my girlfriends agree on. But to tell the truth, I prefer 9 inches or longer. I've been spoiled with too much huge cock, I guess.
And those who have penises less than 7 inches, what would you call those men, Stella?
Men? Oh no, those are sissies. Only real men have long, girthy cocks. I may decide to sleep with a 7-incher from time to time, if they're lucky. But 6 inches? 5? Oh, forget about it, sissy bitch.
How does it make you feel when you think about large penises? say a 9-inch cock with swollen balls, for example.
Ooh, yes. Horny instantly. I'm actually a bit addicted to big cocks. And if they have big balls, that's such a turn on for me. Ooh, I fucking love a real man's cock and balls.
And what do you feel when you think about a small penis or sexy clitty?
Ew. Instantly dry. No, really. The moment the topic of a small penis comes up, my pussy dries in seconds. It's not my fault. My body is just built for bigger cocks.
So it's not possible for a sissy's little thingy to make a woman's vagina moisten and tingle at all?
I can't speak for all women, but I can speak for my girlfriends. I've had this exact conversation with them, and the unanimous answer is no. A sissy's clitty can never make our pussies wet, or even a little tingly. They just aren't attractive. I mean, look at small dick. Shriveled. Floppy. Ugh. Yuck. One of my best friends even gets angry when the topic of small clitties is brought up. She has a genuine hatred for them, if you can believe that.
I completely understand. Most women have disappointing encounters with little clitties, and I can see why it would make some women angry.
Totally. A small penis can completely ruin a good night out. For instance, I was clubbing a few years ago and went home with a handsome looking guy. But just like that one time in college, he had a very small cock. Just like pathetically fucking small.
How awful that would be for any woman. Did he try to put his little thingy inside you?
I was so shocked, and I felt a little bad for him, so I allowed him to try. I had a few drinks that night, which helped, but it felt horrible. His cock was half hard, half soft, and it just squished right up against the opening of my pussy. He was so scared it wouldn't even get fully hard. After like 5 minutes of failed attempts, it finally slipped inside, but I couldn't even feel it at all. Absolutely disgusting. At the very tip of a pinky finger inside me, I actually felt violated.
That must have been a terrible experience for you. What did you do?
I pushed him off me and started putting my clothes back on, but he practically begged me to give him a blowjob. He was so pathetic. I just slapped his limp dick, grabbed my purse, and drove home.
A wonderful decision, but do you think it would have even been possible to give such a small thingy a blowjob?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's just thinking of a clitty in my mouth is so gross. I'm so used to sucking larger cocks. I think a little clitty would just slip out of my lips and dribble all over the floor. Yuck.
No need to apologize. I imagine that's how any woman would feel at the thought of a limp little clitty going anywhere near her mouth. That guy you talked about, he must have been masculine if you decided to bring him home.
Oh, he acted manly, and he had a nice body. But I guess he was just compensating. Men with small penises can try to fight the sissy they truly are. But cock size matters. Big cock, real man. Small cock, sissy bitch. Just accept it, guys.
I strongly agree. Sissies shouldn't lie about who they are. What are some of the less subtle ways for sissies to make it clear who and what they are to both women and men?
Just to be honest about it, through your words, your actions, or both. Stop trying to act like a real man around pretty girls and accept your place as a mincing little sissy. Obey instructions from women and do nice things for them. A good way to let people know of your sissy nature is to talk in a high, girly-pitched voice like this. It'll instantly reveal your lack of size down there, as well as your femininity. Oh, and always, always submit to real men. They have authority over you.
Those are wonderful suggestions, and I know that all true sissies will take them on board and be sure to do as they're told like good girls. What are the roles of small dick men and sissies in relationships? What sort of dynamic should a relationship between a woman and a little sissy entail?
Well, in my personal experience, they're slaves and servants. I currently own a live-in sissy slave with a 1.5-inch sissy clitty. She's not allowed to kiss me, fuck me, or even touch my skin. I am her goddess, and she knows her rightful place. I also have wonderful personal slaves online who have devoted themselves as my officially enslaved sissies. If you're listening right now, you know who you are.
And for the listeners who have girlfriends?
Oh yes, there are many relationships between women and small penis men. And these women often cheat. Sex is extremely important to us, you see, and we know how to get it. Our boyfriends or husbands may satisfy us emotionally, but sexually, we can find a real man for that. And we will.
Do you have a particularly wonderful experience with a real man you'd like to tell us about?
Oh my, there's so many. Well, there was this black guy I met at a bar last week. Oh, he was so tall. And a smooth talker too. Just my type. I let him have his way with me. He fucked me for hours and hours. I even learned a few new sex positions. And his dick? My fucking god, huge. Almost 10 inches. I don't even know how many times I came with that black cock inside me. Just thinking about it's making me wet. He came a lot too. Multiple loads. I took it all in my pussy, of course.
That certainly sounds like a much more enjoyable encounter for any woman to have than a disappointing attempt at sex with a tiny little clitty, which would just feel pointless and like a total waste of time. It's interesting the way women naturally take on different roles depending on if they're with a real man or a little sissy. You're a dominant woman, but you allow strong men to dominate you and you're very submissive to them?
Oh yes, but only for real men. Alpha male types. I usually like to take control in bed, but if a man is dominant enough and I like him, I'll let him use me like his little slut. I love it. There's something incredibly enticing about a strong man overpowering a goddess. Fuck yes.
I'm sure any women listening will be able to relate 100% to your love of strong manly alphas. How should small clitty sissies act around you and other women?
Sissies? Submissive, of course. A sissy's role is to submit, especially around superior women and goddesses. No woman would become submissive around such a tiny dicklet.
How should those with small clitties act around men?
Similar to women, but more with sexual behavior. It's my firm belief that all sissies should be fucked by a man on a weekly basis. Daily, if they're lucky. Every sissy listening to this interview should start practicing their blowjob skills now. You heard that right, slut. If you want to find a hot guy, start training that mouth of yours.
I know all of my good girls are going to do as they're told and remember to always look their prettiest for strong masculine men. What other things can a sissy do to attract a man?
Men are easy to please. Sissies should always go out wearing slutty makeup. It's incredible how makeup can transform a sissy into a beautiful woman. The guys won't be able to resist you. And keep your clitty limp, of course. The more submissive your body behaves, the more dominant a man will be with you. It's a sign of disrespect for a sissy to become hard around men or women. Keeping it locked in chastity is preferred.
And what should sissies wear to hide their baby soft bitch clits that just feel so unfeminine and uncomfortable in male underwear?
Panties, of course. I expect all my sissy slaves to wear panties 24/7. Tighter panties allow you to tuck your clitty and prevent unwanted bulges. If you're still having trouble, you can try using medical tape to secure your clitty in place.
I agree 100% that the rightful place for a small clitty is tucked away in pretty panties that keep it all soft and squishy just as it should always be. Should sissies be allowed to stroke their little clitties?
No, absolutely not. Stroking is meant for larger shafts. Not pathetic little wannabe dicklets. Sissies should only diddle. My rule is 1 to 2 fingers. Never going further down than the clitty's soft head. A more feminine and correct way would be to diddle with a single finger through soft panties. Perhaps while sucking on a dildo or plugging your pussy.
Lovely suggestions. Do you believe sissy princesses with precious little clitties should ever be allowed to come from stimulating their little thingies?
Sometimes I allow my slaves to squirt, but only if they've been very good girls. I allow diddle orgasms, but strongly prefer that a sissy fucks themselves to sissygasm. And for those who don't know, a sissygasm is an orgasm achieved by deep repeated thrusts of a dildo or cock in your sissy pussy. When a sissy comes, I expect them to lick it all up without wasting a drop.
Speaking of cum, what are some of the ways that a sissy's cum differs from a real man's?
Oh my god, it's like night and day. I can't believe how watery and weak a sissy's cum is. Sissies can only squirt out a few drops, maybe a tiny little puddle on a good day. I would never taste a sissy's cum. But when I suck off my studs, oh my god, it's like a faucet on full blast. Real men can shoot ropes of heavy, sticky semen. And it's so tasty. More masculine guys can even come multiple times in a single night. The size of a man's cock and balls has everything to do with his sperm volume. It's why I'm so enamored of men who have huge balls. Big balls mean thicker, stickier sperm.
Do sissies even have balls at all?
No, not at all. They have what I like to call ovaries, but not like a woman's ovaries. No. Sissy ovaries are a failed excuse for testicles that produce piddling amounts of sperm. I'm not a doctor, but I don't believe they even produce testosterone at all. I assume most sissies simply have estrogen-filled ovaries, completely useless in terms of male sexuality. They're fun to slap and squeeze, though.
You heard it here first, girls. Your little sissy ovaries are full of estrogen and produce little to no testosterone at all. How can little sissy girls make up for their total lack of manhood?
Being limp and tiny doesn't mean you're completely worthless. Small dick men and limp clitty sissies have no use for women sexually, but they make great supporters. Be a shoulder for women to cry on. Help us with our emotional needs. Be a good friend to a nice lady. Going further, sissies are perfect slaves and housemaids for women, and can be very useful when our lovers, boyfriends, or husbands need a quick fuck or blowjob when we aren't around. Just be yourself, sissy. Stop lying to the world and making it difficult for women. Just admit that you have nothing down there. You'll be happier once you do.
Thank you, Stella, for the wonderful interview. It's been a total pleasure to discuss this with you, and it is exciting to see you becoming more and more popular by the day with little sissies all over the world. I know all of my good girls are going to be listening intently to this interview over and over again so that all of the helpful information can be fully absorbed into their little minds and help them to be the bestest sissies they can be. I know any true sissy would have to agree that you should always be yourself and just accept your little place beneath superior women and men and stop trying to hold on to some pathetic illusion of manhood or masculinity. It's so much more pleasant for true pathological sissies to embrace their little baby soft clitties and say goodbye to denial and saline resistance once and for all.
Perfectly put, Gracie. I couldn't have said it better. To those listening who have small penises or tiny little bitch clits, accept who you are. Embrace your little clitty, and always stay true to your sissy self. Mwah.